Former member of the Edmonton Rush, Ryan McNish, joins. I have to say this, Nisher.
Yep.
You're the first guy who's ever come in after Brownlee, put on the headset, and it fit. You're the only guy. Like, I think you and Brownlee's melons, same size.
And didn't disinfect them either.
Yeah. now, you played a long time in the NLL. You were in Calgary, then you were in Edmonton. And, you know, you came to Edmonton when the Rush were starting to at least be competitive. It wasn't the first few years you played against them, but your teams weren't like this team.
Correct.
Like, you go to all the games now. Mm-hmm. As a former guy who played in the league a long time, you ever seen a team this dominant?
It's really something to watch. It's exciting. And now taking myself out of the position as a player and just watching as a fan, it's really exciting to watch the team. And they're just annihilating other teams. It's not like they're, you know, they've had a couple of games where they squeaked by, but like we were just chatting about, the teams that were supposed to really give them a run for their money, they just smashed, right? So it's exciting. I've never seen anything like this before, a team that's so dominant. And it's not that they're leaning on just a couple of players. Everybody's pulling the rope. So
you played on the defensive side of mm-hmm. things. Kyle Rubish is back-to-back the best pure defender in the league and likely is again this year. But
yep.
you throw in the emergence of Chris Corbeil, Jeremy Thompson, Ryan Dilks, Brett Midtsky. Like, Midtsky is an all-star defender, and they really haven't even talked about him this year because Cornwall and all these other guys – and Midtsky's played great, but mm-hmm. the other guys have stepped up. There's really no weak link on their defense.
There really is not. Like, you can say this one guy is a guy we need to put our forwards on to go after this guy because he is a weak link. No matter where you go, the other neat thing, just watching the game, it seems like they are just all over everybody all the time. Even if one defender gets beat, there's somebody there just waiting to crush that guy. So it's almost like a bee's nest, it seems like sometimes. Just all over. Whoever got the ball, they're just all over them.
The game has really changed because
yeah.
it used to be a lot of man, you know, it used to be zone defense. Now it's more man-to-man, and that kind of came in. You had it a little bit in Calgary when they first brought it in a little. Is that defense, it seems that when it works, it's great, but it usually can expose you from one guy maybe being too aggressive. This group doesn't seem to have that. Is it understanding the defense? Is it communication or is it athleticism? Like, what's the key ingredient for their defense to play the way they do?
It's all three. It's all three of them. Everyone understands the system 100%. And that high-pressure defense used to be kind of like a sell-the-farm forecheck, right? But when they've got everybody that's 100% locked into the system, they've got everybody that understands the positioning that they have to be in and the athleticism back there, it just creates this perfect storm. It is unbelievable to watch. Like, I've been at every game, and I get, you know, as a player or an ex-player, I get super excited watching these guys because they're so good. It's unbelievable.
Ryan McNish joins me live at Sherwood Buick GMC, a former member of the Edmonton Rush, played in the NLL with Calgary as well. You look at their defense, and when teams try to do a two-man game on the pick and roll, what is they're not getting exposed. I don't see them breaking. Like, are they breaking off of picks? Are they too athletic that forwards can't pick them? How come they're able to get out of that so they're not being exposed and having the other team take advantage of the two-man game?
With that high-pressure system, the one thing they do is they bring a guy and drop him into the middle. So even if in that two-man game somebody does get beat, there's a guy, as soon as they make that one step around the defender, there's a guy waiting there for him. The whole thought of that high-pressure defense is to make the offense play faster than they're capable and think the game quicker than they're capable of moving. So the old stationary defense, sit there, plant, go back to the house, wait for the offense to come to you. The high-pressure defense they're playing now is so in your face. Offensive players aren't used to playing that fast. Now, there's a lot of teams that have adapted the high-pressure defense, but there hasn't been a team who had the level and the caliber of athletes all on the same team to play that defense. So the Rush have really brought it to that next level.
And they're all 28 and under. That's the scary part. Oh. It's not like you look and say, well, this team, they got 1 or 2 years. They could grow together for the next 6 or 7.
Exactly. Get your season tickets. It's going to be a good run here, right? It's like the Oilers early 80s, just watching this team grow and develop. They've got something really, really special going on.
And they also own Philadelphia's first pick this year, which will be a top three pick again. And if I look at the offense, they're going to draft a right forward. All right, because they've got young Greer and they've got Matthews, and Corey Small's not even playing this year. He's out. They got Lone and Sore. They don't have, I think, a bigger body on that right side.
That could definitely help them. If you could possibly look at one weakness, that might be it. But the way they're playing right now, it's tough to pick out a weakness. So come draft day, I'm sure Coach Keenan will have he'll have something figured out. He's been doing an unbelievable job at the draft the last couple of years, picking up these players and building that team into what it is right now.
Being a former defensive guy, you look at Mark Matthews, 6'5", 230 pounds, might have the hardest shot in the league. He's different than most of the superstars that I've watched, from Doyle and Grant. He doesn't need the ball constantly. A lot of those guys would get upset if they didn't get the ball. Why is that? Like, have you gotten to know him, talking to the guy? He seems like the selfless superstar, which is rare in lacrosse.
Extremely rare. He's very, very unselfish. The other thing that he's incredibly good at, and watching him play, is he gets into openings real quick. He almost, at half speed, he doesn't look like he's as quick as he actually is when he gets to top speed. And those two or three quick steps that allow him to make that those transitions around players, he ends up making guys look ridiculous, makes guys look silly. Just because if you watch him, just his body mechanics, he doesn't look like he's as quick and as fast as he actually is. So
for the, you know, we've got a lot of questions from people that are kind of getting into lacrosse and understand it. So if you're going as a newbie lacrosse fan on Saturday night, what are the basic things that they should watch for to understand the game?
Just, I think for the most part, especially in Edmonton, everyone is a hockey fan learning the game of lacrosse, right? So the biggest thing is that when we're on offense, we run with five forwards. We're on defense, we run with five defensemen. So you're going to see a lot of guys changing when you may think that they shouldn't be changing. The other thing, that the question I get all the time is, especially when the defensive team is breaking out, the guy goes screaming down the floor with the ball, well, how come he didn't shoot that? How come he didn't shoot that? It's a big percentage game. So you put the – it's kind of like you want to put the ball in the hands of the guys that are most capable of putting the ball in the net. There's a big difference between a skilled offensive player and a defensive player. It just is what it is. Different roles. You know, they play hugely different parts of the game. So a guy that can put the ball in the net, like, you have to imagine, to play offense in the NLL, you have to be so skilled, and it's just like a sniper in the military. Like, these guys can pick flies off the side of a barn. So especially with how small the nets are compared to hockey, how big the goalies are compared to hockey goalies, right? Like, they are huge up top. You just play the percentages and put the ball in the hands of the guys that have those great shots.
There's been so much talk about Mark Matthews. Mm-hmm. Curtis Knight might be the best player on the team that no one talks about.
Oh, he's definitely up there. There's a lot of guys, and on the defensive end, like, quietly, Boldy is, like, even their goalie is having a great season as well. He's not facing as many shots as maybe some of the other goalies in the league, but when he's needed, he steps up. But definitely Knight could be up there. Boldy could be up there. I think I was reading an article the other day. Rubish has the most forced turnovers.
Oh,
and he's gonna smash the league record again. It's just like a chain has – it's only as strong as its weakest link. There are no weak links right now. Everything is cooking, and especially for a team in the NLL where there's been so much parity for so many years where it was like any team could win on any night. For a team to really pull away the way it has, it's unbelievable. It really is. So it's a great time to be a lacrosse fan in Edmonton.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Rexall, they look to go 14-0. Have you ever won – did you ever win 13 games in a row at any level of lacrosse?
Any level of anything. Never. No, that it's really like, I can't, you know, pump their tires enough and say how excited I am to be just a fan watching the game, to watch a team win that many games in a row, whether it be, well, take anything. Take cards. If you won 13 hands of cards in a row, you'd be an all-star.
Yeah.
Right? So, no, it's exciting.
It's true. I did beat Struds at a hitting contest 10 for 10 once. Does that count? That was 10 in a row. Every hit I was better at. So I'm gonna go with that. That was my longest streak.
Perfect.
That would be the longest one. What is the best deal someone could get at Peterson Buick GMC this weekend?
Well, I tell you what. I don't think we mentioned, but I'm actually one of the sales managers here now. You come see me. Whatever you want, we'll throw something together for you. We'll call it the Edmonton Rush Special. Pretty much fleet discounts.
So
on
if somebody shows up with a McNish Rush jersey, they're probably getting a good deal.
They're probably like, walking away with something free.
You got one of those, eh?
Where did you get that? You're not related to me? What the hell? Nice. If they came in with pink hair that you used to wear, that'd probably be even better.
Oh, real good. Yeah.
Oh, they'd be old school, big fans.
There was, I don't know if you remember back in the day, there was times, especially when we used to do the St. Valentine's Day hair massacre, we'd have 10, 11, 12
guys
on the team
that
with
would
pink
go
hair.
With the pink hair.
And then when you start to sweat, it'd look red. And then
Your jerseys. Your jersey looked like it was a bloodbath all the time. Looked like you guys were tougher. That was good. Yeah. It's good intimidation.
For sure.
Ryan, always good to catch up with you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks for having me.